You had Manny sign a phony transfer order and you doctored the logbook. You coerced Taylor, and now I'm asking you, Taylor, did you order a code red?
You don't have to answer that question.
I'll answer the question. You want answers?
I think I'm entitled to it.
You want answers?
I want the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
Sensible, adjective, having, using, or showing good sense or sound judgment.
What's up, sensible fuckers? It's season two.
I was chained to a toilet.
Oh, I drink beer.
I threw my boyfriend's decapitated head out the window.
Shut up! Shut up!
Mandy drinks from a bidet.
I got nice nips.
Totally sensible.
Sensible people.
Sensible Nation, it's 2019, and what does that mean? An entirely new year of content. Season two is well underway. We got Mandy B.
Hi!
Caught her off guard there.
Whoa!
Raw Dog Ryan, what's up, brother?
Hey, I'm another year older. It's 2019.
That's right. Raw Dog is
Happy
a New Year's
birthday,
as we told you guys last year. New Year's baby.
Baby.
What are you, 32 now?
I like to think I'm 23, okay?
You look like you're 32.
Happy belated birthday. How about a golf clap for Raw Dog?
I get ID'd
Dog,
for buying
Ryan.
Cigarettes, you fuck.
No, you don't.
Little golf
yes,
clap.
I do.
Do you really?
Yeah, I do.
Where?
All the time.
At gas
Literally
stations?
All the fucking time.
Really?
Yeah. Speaking of gas stations, actually, real quick, I just bought a pack of cigarettes the other night. Dude, this little Indian lady I've been going to forever, she always is covered up. I went and bought a pack of cigarettes. She was wearing a tank top. I swear to God, probably top five nicest tits I've ever seen
really?
In my fucking life. She knew I was looking, too.
Really?
How old is she?
I would say she's probably 40, 42. Little Indian lady. But I was trying to think of a nice way to say,
hurry up and buy!
Can I go back and slam ya? She knew I was looking.
Everybody's got their taste, but yeah. The Indian ladies just don't do it for me. So
why didn't you throw a wink out or like?
I was trying.
Did you touch her hand as she was passing the cigarettes over?
A little bit.
You know?
Maybe I could have put my number on the receipt. Was that a little too raw, dog?
Hurry up and buy!
Oh,
guys, 2018 was a phenomenal year for Sensible People. We launched in 2017. 2018, in the middle of the summer, we concluded our first season. We brought Mandy B aboard. Season two has been a rocking thanks to you, the fans. Guys, we were nominated as a finalist for the 2018 Discover Pods People's Choice Award. We did not win, but we know that thousands of you voted. It was a huge, huge opportunity for us to get our name out there. It was very, you know, an honor to us, I should say.
It was.
So that was huge for us. You know, we've got sponsors in the works. We've got live shows coming up. Mandy B, Raw Dog, it's going to be an awesome fucking year. I know that for sure.
I never thought in my wildest dreams that I'd see you two fucks as much as I do.
I know. What is this? Episode 30-something for us, Raw Dog? I know Mandy's or season 2, episode 11 here.
I'm still on the fence about you two seeing you as much as I do.
Oh my gosh. You guys literally text in the group chat all the time. You miss us.
I'm so lost without you.
No. I will prove it.
Hey, and how about a golf clap for Mandy B going from a zero to let's call it a four now in 2019.
She
went up one notch.
She's pushing the pedal. She's pushing
the pedal. New year, new me.
Guys, buy some merch if you haven't. Raw Dog, we got merch, don't we?
We do have merch. Come on, buy some shit.
What do we got for the winter? A little sweatshirt, maybe. I know. Long sleeve tee, maybe?
Yeah, I bought some gifts for the holidays for some people. They loved it. So we got long sleeves, sweatshirts, t-shirts.
You have to layer it up this time of year.
Yeah.
Sensible People Podcast.
SensiblePeoplePodcast.com. Visit the shop link. Buy some fucking merch. Guys, last episode was our Christmas special. If you haven't checked that out, check it out. It's an awesome episode. We play some games and we do some singing, which, as we all know, is Raw Dog's favorite part of any show.
You guys like to sing too, so shut the fuck
never
up.
Never met anyone that likes to
sing
so much.
I have never met
anyone.
I would agree with Mandy.
Never.
Bieber.
What were you just singing before we start recording? Sing it right now.
Ooh, baby, do you know what that's worth? Ooh, baby,
is a place
no.
Know
the lyrics.
I was
going to
crescendo
it.
No, you don't have to know the lyrics. I've always told you. You just got to be confident in what you're singing.
Yeah. confident.
Just like a
pedophile in the park. Confidence is all you need.
Yes,
drop trow, pull your dick out, and you're good to go.
Very similar to what I always tell Mandy. We always take fucking pictures. We got to take them 10 times because the one doesn't look good. The camera doesn't lie.
Wait, why did you even bring that up?
Because I don't know. It got brought up, all right? Because
you just had to rag on me.
For all the
year.
Women out there that have guys or with guys or you're not with guys and you're single and you take a picture with a friend, we don't want to take 10 pictures. If the first one doesn't look good, it means you don't look good.
Oh, my gosh.
The camera doesn't lie.
All right.
Guys, this episode's going to fucking rock. We got a loaded episode here for Sensible Nation. We've got some prank calls coming up. We got little Micah, the millennial, coming up. We're going to have some fun today. It's New Year's. Any resolutions for you guys? You guys have a good New Year's Eve?
I had a really good New Year's Eve, okay? I had a good, nice New Year's Eve, but nothing tops my last New Year's Day, to be honest with you.
Oh, okay. God. My birthday.
Your birthday. If only I knew it was your birthday.
Your birthday.
Your birthday. No, I like rang in the new year last year as an entrepreneur.
Really?
I started the new year going on dates with these dudes that would day dates.
What's a day date?
A day date, so I knew it was safe.
Close the shades. Take the phone off the hook. Grab a straw and snort.
These were
light
dudes.
Out. It's light out.
It was
out.
Light out. These were dudes from my work, so like I knew them, just not so well. But I got up to being paid $250 to go on a day date to the movies.
Where do you sign up for this?
This is just like you were saying last episode.
Yes.
She is something. She's Mary from Something About Mary.
She's
working with Woogie.
What is that pheromone? What kind of pheromones do you have in your
body? I wish
body?
I knew. It was like one of those weird dorky movies like that comic. I don't know anything about those comic movies that are coming out, but all I remember
like
it was
Marvel
daytime.
Type shit.
Yeah. And then he's like, "Do you want snacks?" And I'm like, "Of course I want snacks."
Yeah.
And then he slipped me $250.
I thought you were
going to
say he slipped you the popcorn trick.
Oh!
Raw Dog's famous popcorn trick.
Did you at least get pretzel bites?
I can't remember.
Did you at least eat his ass out?
It was an ass-eating season.
Ass-eating season.
Mandy, I don't get it. But I mean, I don't know about you, Taylor. I don't really have any resolutions. I don't know. You know what? You guys know I'm being a little romantic lately.
I know. So sweet.
I can't guarantee that I'll find somebody in 2019, but I'm hoping to find love in 2019. So come at me, singles.
Good luck, Chuck. Hey, singles, if you want to reach out to Ryan.
Yes, there
remember,
you go.
Remember, we have our hotline.
My number is, you're doing the Google number.
Oh, my.
All right. Go with the Google number.
All right, guys, our Google number is 414-858-7934. Call us, throw game suggestions at us. I don't know, just if you want to hear yourself on Sensible People, we'll air you. So give us something good.
So as you guys know, was it last episode or two episodes ago, I was awarded a punishment that was completely bullshit because I didn't lose the game.
Says who?
Mandy lost the game, but for some reason, Judge fucking Colburn over there said Mandy won, and I was supposed to take Viagra. Well, as you guys know, that hasn't happened because I appealed that judgment.
And here's some of the documentation this motherfucker submitted to us. So he legitimately sends us a document stated, United States District Court of Sensible People, Chicago Division, appellant Raw Dog Ryan versus Mandy B., the appellee. District Judge, the Honorary Tatonka, Magistrate Judge, the Honorary, the lovely Amber. Love how it's all typed out. And then the Notice of Appeal of Final Judgment. I'll let you read that part, Raw Dog.
Notice is hereby given that Raw Dog Ryan hereby appeals to the United States Court of Comedic Appeals from the final judgment of the Honorary Tatonka in deciding the contest entitled, Did It Really Happen? Entered into the record of this action by the United States District Court of Sensible People sitting in Chicago, Illinois, on the 9th day of December, 2018.
You believe this shit?
No, out of control.
I told
you.
You
believe this shit?
Just let me win!
No, I told you I don't lose, and I was appealing this because it is the worst judgment call I've ever heard in my life.
Well, I guess the Court of Comedic Appeals is in place for a reason.
Yeah, it is.
So you appealed the process, and then you filed something else to us, which was even more disturbing.
Yeah. Pursuant to the Rule 62C of the Federal Rules of Civil Procedure and Rule 8A1 of the Federal Rules of Appellate Procedure, Raw Dogs respectfully request the United States District Court of Sensible People enter an order staying enforcement of this court's ruling on Did It Really Happen? On episode number, or season 2, episode 9, December 9, 2018.
This is the appellant's motion for stay of judgment pending appeal. So if I understand this correctly, I had to check with our lawyer. He's essentially saying that we can't grab the bottle of Viagra in this episode or any episode until this appeal that he's filed is heard, and we can't just shove it down his throat. The fucking punishment has to be put on hold, essentially.
I hired Kathleen Zellner, and this is going to go on for years before I have to take that Viagra.
You got to just rip off the Band-Aid. You're dragging it on.
Wherefore, Raw Dog respectfully requests the court stay enter an order staying enforcement of this court's ruling on Did It Really Happen? On episode 9 in season 2. Until resolution of this appeal, and for all other just and proper relief. Respectfully submitted.
I wrote
this.
Like you would ever put respectfully submitted, you slime ball. Here's the thing. You're going to pay up to that punishment. But an appeal's appeal. We do have rules. So we will grant you the appeal. And maybe we'll have your appeal heard next episode.
We sound like the weirdest cult ever. We have rules.
Until I hear furthermore, I'm not taking fucking Viagra.
All right. So you will not be taking Viagra this episode.
No.
But next episode, if you lose within the Sensible People Court of Appeals, you will be taking maybe 2 Viagras.
Whoa.
Hey, the other day, I watched, I don't know about you guys, I love James Corden. I think he's going to be pretty solid. Tops night guy soon enough. I don't know why he's in like the late slot right now.
He was a performer forever. You know that, right? He's a singer.
On Broadway.
Chippendales. And stuff. Yeah, Chippendales.
He's awesome. But he was on with my girl the other day, Cardi B. Oh my God.
I forgot you love that big black booty. Cardi, banging body, spicy mommy, hot tamale,
hotter than a Somali fur, go, oh my God.
You like Nicki. I remember back in the day, when we first met, you were a big Nicki guy.
So that's what I'm thinking. Like, my whole life, I've only been with white chicks, dated or even, you know, slept with white chicks. I think I need to change it up and get a little more cultural.
A little chocolate.
Yeah, Nicki and Cardi are my girls. I thought I was going to marry Nicki, but you know what? I think Cardi now
takes way better than Nicki.
Oh, she's divorced.
No, oh, yeah, she recently is.
Did she divorce or just split
backstory?
Oh, maybe just split up. We'll get on. Sneak
you gotta get some of that Godiva.
She was a stripper, and now she's just this beautiful artist.
Yeah, she's the type that'll put a spell on Mr. Raw Dog.
But I think her, and I'll take Ariana Grande. Those are my gals.
Those are very different individuals.
Yeah.
They are. So you get a little piece of every pumpkin
pie. I think they're
the
same age, though. I think I saw someone say crazy. Something like how weird they're the same. Isn't that weird?
I feel like you were more of a Farrah Abraham type.
Oh, dear Lord.
I'm kind of an everything type. Just if something gives me a wink, I'm there.
You know, in that Cardi B video, wasn't that so cute? How she was dancing with those old guys.
Oh, my God. That old fucker wanted to, like, get with her, I think.
Dancing to Tennessee Whiskey?
I will say, though, Manny,
Ryan loves Tennessee Whiskey. You know who wins.
Cardi B's yellow suit, though, wasn't great.
Yeah,
in
it was.
No,
yeah,
you would
hot.
Wear that?
Yeah.
I would not see you wear
well,
that.
I don't know if I have this skin complex. I couldn't, you know.
And yeah,
it's
Tennessee Whiskey
right
is a good fucking song.
That song
blows. Oh, my God. Hey, you know who slow danced with me to Tennessee Whiskey the other night?
Oh, you like to slow dance at Tennessee Whiskey?
I can't stop slow dancing at the Limerick.
Who
it's
slow
so
dances
weird.
Outside of a wedding?
You guys,
Ryan's
dad.
What?
Again, I can't stop.
Wait a minute. Where did you run into Raw Dog's dad?
We meet at the same place.
He's swooping in.
The Sybaris?
Her home bar. Like
the
Sybaris,
for those that don't
her
know, is like a sex house.
I saw him
basically.
Last weekend.
Mandy B's home bar. She's got home court advantage.
Home bar advantage. Wait, so you ran into his dad.
Again.
Did he know who you were this
time?
Yeah, because at the slots, he didn't, right?
I know.
And then, he asked you for a dance?
I said, may I have
Oh,
this
you
dance?
Went for the dance.
Wait a second.
I like
another
to dance at the...
Another story where a guy just... They just come
Jesus!
To her.
Jesus!
No,
well, what can I say?
She came to him. She probably snailed him on the back of the neck.
Ew!
I'm going to ask him. Yeah. I'm going to ask him.
You ever been snailed?
I've never been snailed.
No, I haven't either, but my buddy has.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, you just sit down and they just snail you?
No, my buddy at my bachelor's party on our boat, he got snailed while he was sleeping. to wake him up.
Well, tell me if this counts as being snailed. On one of my bachelor's parties, I laid side by side next to my brother, held the sucker in my mouth with the stick in my teeth, and the stripper fucked the sucker on my face. Is that a snail?
Next to your brother?
Yeah. They picked us. No, actually, we got a
raffle
ticket.
That's not a snail, exactly. Hey, that's something.
At a bachelor party, they handed out raffle tickets, and we each pulled the winning raffle ticket. So we sat like fucking sardines. Or
that's
like
hilarious.
Next to each other while these strippers just fucked the suckers in their mouth.
Wait, where'd you pull the raffle tickets?
Yeah, so at the bachelor party, the strippers handed out raffle tickets.
Oh,
we didn't even know what it was.
What a great idea.
Yeah, so we pulled each raffle ticket, and we were the winners.
All
right,
next live show, we're getting fucking raffle tickets, and we're doing something.
They can fuck a blow pop.
Oh, dear Lord.
You guys know what? You know where the fucking biggest collection of women with mustaches are?
Where?
The fucking grocery store. I kid you not. Think about
this.
That's
all the collection of people.
Well, yeah. That's true. Do you remember last season, season one? Mandy won't remember this, but I did have like 3 or 4 episodes in a row where I had rants about incidents at the fucking grocery store.
I remember.
Remember there was the woman with the dog who she was tutu fucking treating it like a human.
Yeah.
There was the inbred who couldn't figure out paying at the fuck.
Yes.
One after another, right? It's the biggest collection of inbreds, but you also got the biggest collection of women with mustaches. Mm. It's very interesting.
I like to lick it.
Have you seen these people? They're behind the register or they're behind the deli counter. They can't work anywhere else.
Oh.
They're women and they got... I'm telling you, the last time I was in a grocery store, this was last weekend, this woman had a fucking handlebar Fu Manchu.
Like down her lips?
Yeah. Like total Fu Manchu. And like... I knew what she ate for lunch because you could see the bread.
Oh, stop
and her
it.
Caught the crumbs caught. And so I grabbed one of the crumbs and I ate it. It looked good.
Mandy B, give the guys some inside scoop. How do women take care of their mustache? Do you wax
You
it?
Wax them, dude.
You gotta wax it.
Can you shave it? Can you shave it?
That's not probably you gotta wax it.
I feel like that's weird. Yeah.
How many how many times in a month? What do you do? What's your plan?
I mean,
come on.
All right.
Listen, everyone just does it when they got time to have it. We got to get everything waxed, dude. Head, our fucking mustaches to our toes,
asked
basically.
You, how many times a month?
I don't know. I don't do it like religiously.
She doesn't have a Fu Manchu.
Yeah.
This broad I'm talking about needed a fucking weed whacker or
you know,
a lawnmower.
I got it, but
I'm not trying to even give you shit.
I know,
I'm
but
really
I literally
not.
Don't know, though.
So
really.
you have a mild case.
Like, I've been really busy in the past.
Yeah.
A mild? I have a barely case.
I've never seen a mustache in you. I'll even say, I give Mandy shit all the time.
Yeah.
I've never seen a mustache.
No.
But no, I don't let it go.
I mean, I know it's got to come in a little bit. Everybody, yeah. But,
yeah,
so
but you
other
get it done.
Girls
like
have
you gotta,
other
dude. We
cases.
We gotta do so much for yous. We gotta wax everything.
Have you ever like so? I mean, but there's girls that are. I mean,
we
push
do Brazilians
broom
even.
Push broom Pete's where they got like the full fucking push broom.
Stop. Where are you seeing these girls with these push?
I don't
broom
know,
Pete's?
But she needed to do a fucking round of chemo to get rid of that thing.
What? Oh my god!
This is bad. That thing was not going
get
away.
Get rid of it, even if it is chemo.
I
get
do
rid of it.
5 o'clock shadow with this broad. It was bad, but like these. Like, don't you notice? Like, it looks so bad. Come on.
She, of course, you brush your teeth.
She
like,
don't
you
give
look
a
at
fuck.
Yourself at some. Yeah.
So,
no.
I mean, if you're Mandy, if you're in desperate measures, can women shave it? What if you're going out, you're about to meet somebody in a half hour, you can't go get wax, you don't have wax at home, but you see there's...
Yeah, it's just hair.
All right.
But the thing is, nobody would say anything to this broad because she was fucking like Michael Orr, left tackle, blindside left tackle. She would have to be 6'7", 340.
I feel like she smelled like pepperoni.
Yeah, she smelled like pepperoncini.
I want to give you one scenario, Mandy, since you're the woman of the group here.
What?
So you're going out on a date with somebody you really, really like.
Ooh.
James Corden.
So you're in the car. You're meeting him in 10 minutes. And you're early for once in your life. You're early.
Yeah. This is a fictional
I cannot relate
story.
To this.
You're in your car. You're looking in the rearview mirror. And you notice you got some stragglers of a mustache.
Taylor just looked right. at me.
So and then you realize, I don't know how you see your nipples in the car, but you have a couple stragglers coming out of your nipples. And you think you might get lucky with this guy tonight. Do you? You only have one choice, just like Jigsaw from the last episode.
Will there be blood?
You could either take a razor and shave your mustache clean, or there's a tweezers in the car and you get to pluck your nipple hair out. There's only like five long straggler hairs.
Who the hell has five long straggler hairs?
So what do you pick?
I would pluck my one string. Everyone has like one.
That's not the game.
No, the game is answer the fucking question.
Okay, I kind of blacked out.
Roll the dice
down,
that you're
going to
do them in the dark.
Wait, hold on.
Are you plucking your nipple hair or your mustache? You're going on a date. You're seeing him in 10 minutes. You can only pick one.
Oh, so I have to pick which one?
Either you
Dude,
make
the
your
mustache.
All right, well, what if you bring him back and he's all up in your chest and he's...
And he's so ready. Snail me already. And then he sees your stragglers.
Yeah.
This is just too weird of a question.
But you went with mustache.
I guess, yeah. Dude, that's the first thing he's going to see. He's not going to want to take me in the bedroom if he sees my push, broom, beat.
Okay. Get on my page, like I told
I'm
you.
I'm on it, you just said.
One of these days, you'll be
What
on
if
my
you
page.
Go to snail him and you get a couple stragglers?
Yeah. Well, Taylor, let me ask you. Would you rather take a couple stragglers as a snail or or sharp stubbles where it like pricks you?
Like, why are we doing these fucking
I gotta go with the pricks.
Yeah, but the long ones don't hurt.
Yeah, but a snail...
All right.
Moving on.
Yeah, holy.
Guys, we have the next viral sensation that's going to sweep America and sweep the internet that fucking Al Gore created. Right? Al Gore created the internet.
Yeah, he did.
This will sweep his device.
Did he?
This is going to be called the Wet Bandit Challenge. Taylor?
# Wet Bandit Challenge. And guys, this derived from... basically my childhood when I was in grade school and high school, and my buddy Richard and I had this hilarious but so ridiculous and profound thing that we used to do. And it would happen when we would drink in college and so forth. So what happens is you get drunk, or you're not drunk and just a goofball, and you go into a public place, and when you're with your buddy, you'd be standing next to him in a bathroom at a urinal taking a pee, or in the stall taking a pee, and nobody else would be in that bathroom. And what we would do is we'd start laughing like hyenas, and you knew exactly what was coming. All of a sudden, you start hearing the piss hit the floor next to your shoes, and all of a sudden, your shoes are getting splattered, and you're just laughing like a hyena and pissing like you're fucking 2 years old, just all over the wall, all over the floor, and you're just a wild man. So we're going to coin this the Wet Bandit Challenge, because I did it a couple weeks ago with my buddy. I Snapchatted him. I was pretty toasted in this single bathroom, and there was this little trash can, and I sent him a snap of myself drunk off my ass pissing in this trash can that was filled with toilet paper.
So you just piss all over a public
bathroom. So the Wet Bandit Challenge that we're going to get on social media, and Raw Dog and I are going to kick it off, and what you're going to do...
Wait, hold on. And she's also going to kick.
Oh, and women are getting involved. And Randy B is going to help with this.
No.
Pee on your nest
that
you say you make.
we're going to get this. Blunt Mommy will for sure do this.
Yes.
Who we had on a few episodes ago.
Dear,
we're going to get women involved. But guys, we need you to lead the charge. # Wet Bandit Challenge. Raw Dog and I are going to lead the charge. Start tagging people. What you're going to do is tag, two people?
Yep, we're going to tag two people.
You're going to take a video of yourself on Instagram or on Twitter, but we're really going to lead the charge on Instagram. You tag two people, you tag sensible people, and you # Wet Bandit Challenge, and the video you make is simply
pissing
your
all
drunk
over.
Self or your sober self pissing all over a public bathroom on the floor,
on the seat,
laughing like a hyena.
Yeah.
Have fun with it.
Pissing on someone else if you're in
pissing
there.
Pissing on someone else. And we're raising money for charity.
Yes, this will be for a good charity, for real.
Maybe.
No comment.
All right, one more thing. I've got... this little game, and I think Mandy knows about this. So it's not a game per se. It's more of a words game or a word trick.
Okay.
And this is like older, apparently, but I just heard it for the first time.
Also, I have no concept of time, so I don't know why you trusted me with that.
Mandy's like, this was from 5 years ago. I said, really? I just heard it today. So
is that
I'm gonna
in your hand?
I have the origami, master of origami here. I'm gonna play it with you, Raw Dog.
All right.
So you're gonna repeat after me, and this is gonna be very fast paced. So I know your reading comprehension is not
I'm
too
trying
skilled,
to concentrate.
But focus for a minute. Do a little zen. We'll give you maybe a half a second. Breathe in. Breathe out. And here we go. Say fort.
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 Say fort.
Fort.
Say fort three times.
Fort. Fort.
Say
fort.
Fort twice.
Fort. Fort.
Say fort again.
Fort.
Fort three times.
Fort. Fort. Fort.
Say fort.
Fort.
Say fort one more time.
Fort.
And now say fort again.
Fort.
Now what do you eat cereal with?
Spoon.
Oh, you fuck. You fucked it up.
I'm just too smart. I'm an intellectual.
I can't believe you love this joke.
Yeah.
You're
yeah.
so funny.
It I did work could, on me.
I bet we could still get Mandy.
I laid on the railroad track. Yeah, I bet we could get Mandy. B did it to me. I laid on the railroad tracks all night.
I didn't know where you were going with it at all until the very end when you said, I don't know. I just realized, I'm just an intellectual, okay?
I probably
it's
fucked
the
up the last
year of
part.
Ryan being an
Let's
intellectual.
Try it again. All right, we'll be back at the break.
Your shitter will never be the same as Kmart and Meijer bring you Turd Cutter 4000, an exclusive product for people that stand up to wipe. Drop trowel, lather that balloon knot, and feel your butt lips tighten like they just did a set of biceps. Turd Cutter 4000 slices hard to push turds like a katana through butter. No more pushing, no more digging deep to wipe. Only $10. Turd Cutter 4000.
So we are now so excited to bring you guys Sensible Nation, something that I think all of us have experienced with growing up in the past or even now. But something is so simple but yet so funny and entertaining is we're going to do a little prank calling segment. And we hope this is going to be a reoccurring segment, not every episode. But with our newly Google Voice number, we've realized we can call people. And what's more fun than just fucking with people?
Really, really nothing.
Right?
It's sensible.
Absolutely
right?
Nothing is absolutely more fun.
Sensible. Say, you grew up prank calling, right, with friends? That's what we did.
Of course.
We didn't have fucking... I mean, we had video games, obviously, but it's not like... Today's
oh,
world,
it's
kids
changed.
And technology.
It's just it almost doesn't exist now because of two things. For one, when you grew up, everybody had a landline,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
So you'd have a sleepover with your friends
without caller ID too.
Without caller ID
at first.
And what you do is you just start calling random numbers. You grab the phone book. You call, you know, either stores or random households and just do prank calls. It was the best time of our lives.
Boys.
Well, I wanted to ask, Mandy, as a girl. Do girls prank call?
Yeah,
as much as
absolutely.
Guys?
Oh yeah, girls prank call for sure. Because girls would prank call the boys too.
Yeah, yeah. We would call
and boys.
The boys.
There was like, I remember this was mid to late 90s. It was when the internet was first kind of available. There was like a soundboard for prank calls.
Oh, the soundboards were amazing.
Dude, it was like all robotic noises.
Yeah, with the they had like the Arnold. We used to use the Arnold all the time.
Dude, it was.
What I want to know is why would that priest try and kill somebody?
But then you could like there was ones where you could like actually type it out too. And Stephen Hawking would read it.
Yep, those were good too.
So you pranked boys?
Absolutely. We'd all be sitting in the living room in our little...
What would you ask them? Who do you like?
Yeah. I mean, it was like more innocent. We wouldn't do anything super inappropriate. But of course,
ours would be pretty inappropriate. They get ridiculous, but as you can imagine. But the other thing that kind of ruined it is that... Well, so landlines went away.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And now what are you going to prank call? Phones? Cell phones?
Which no Everybody one answers.
Caller ID, nobody answers if they don't know the number.
Exactly.
Right?
But that's why what we figured out, and you'll hear in a couple minutes, is we'll prank businesses because they have to answer the phone.
Right.
So fuck them. All right?
Right.
But I know like Tay and I don't know about you, Mandy, but growing up, you know, Jerky Boys, Crank Yankers, those.
So good.
That's what, you know, we grew up on listening to. And even not necessarily prank calls, but even the likes of Tom Green Show and Jackass, they're pranksters.
Of course. I think a lot of that has inspired our comedy here and what this show revolves around and what's, you know.
There's really nothing like that on TV anymore, though, right?
No, I know. That's why we're bringing it back.
We're bringing it back, baby.
We're bringing sexy back.
Who doesn't like a little prank call? So you guys will hear, we're going to play our pranks. Tay developed a character.
I did. You'll hear his name in a minute once he jumps online. But he's a character that happens to have, or always be in pain, I should say.
Yeah, and
always something going on with his body. He's always in pain.
Aww.
You'll hear mine too. And my guy was kind of inspired by a robotic-like serial killer, slow talker.
That's right.
But a very smart intellectual deep down. And we gave Mandy B a try. and we had to cut her off.
You should have given me another chance. Why didn't you give me one more chance?
When we do it next, we'll give you another chance
next time.
You'll hear a couple from Tay and I. Hope you guys enjoy.
Thank you for calling customer service. How can I help you?
Hi, Barry Burnham here. Do you guys have the Chantix? Oh.
Chantix is in bucket or what?
You've seen with the Ray Liotta, right? On TV? Chantix?
Is that for stop smoking or?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay.
Oh.
Hold on, okay? Hold on.
Okay.
How can I direct your call?
Hi, Barry Burnham. I just was transferred. I'm looking for the DVD with Ray Liotta.
Okay, let me get electronic for you.
Just ow.
Electronics.
Hi, Barry Burnham here. They just transferred me. I'm looking for Chantix.
Chantix?
You know, with the Ray Liotta. Oh, ow. On the TV. Oh.
Let me check real quick here.
Oh, thanks. Oh. It's the pill.
Oh, they transfer you back to electronics. They should have transferred to the pharmacy.
Oh, no. I'm looking for the pill with the Ray Liotta. Oh,
okay.
Chantix?
Give me 1 second. Let me transfer up to the pharmacy.
Oh, okay.
1 second here.
Thank you for calling pharmacy. This is Layla.
Hi, Barry Burnham here. I'm looking for the one with Ray Liotta.
I'm sorry, what?
You know, the one with Ray Liotta, Goodfellas? Do you carry that? Ow, ow.
I don't think we do, no.
It's the one, it's like from the early 90s with Ray Liotta, the DVD.
You're calling the pharmacy.
Well, they just transferred me here. Ow, ow.
To pharmacy?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, you have to call the main store number. I don't know why they transferred you here.
Oh, well, can you transfer me to electronics? Oh.
Okay, just a second.
Thanks.
Thank you for calling. How can I help you?
Hi, I was looking for the one with Ray Liotta. It's Barry Burnham. I got transferred. Oh.
Okay, they should know what they have over there in the pharmacy area. I don't have any.
No, I'm
knowing, hun.
I'm looking for the electronics, the DVD, the Goodfellas with Ray Liotta.
Oh, okay. You're looking for that. Hold on.
Yeah. Oh.
Electronics.
Oh no, they transferred me wrong last time.
Okay.
I'm looking.
Yeah.
Ow! I dropped a cake on my toe. I'm looking for the Chantix.
Yeah, they transferred to electronics. Yeah, 1 second.
Oh
here.
No! Ow! Ow! Thanks.
Hello, thank you for calling Domino's. How may I help you?
Yeah, hi. This is Ed Bigby. And I'm looking to get some prices for catering. Do you guys cater?
All right, hold on one moment. We can make as many pizzas or side orders as you need, but we wouldn't be there to serve it. We would just deliver it.
Okay. Well, how many pizza pies do you suggest for 20 people?
For 20 people?
Oh, and I really, really enjoy the chicken bacon ranch sandwich. I like to lick it. Sir?
Yes?
How many pizza pies and chicken bacon ranch sandwiches? Sir?
I do not know.
You don't... You can't suggest a couple pizza pies?
Hold on one moment.
Hello, this is Sean. I'm the assistant manager. How can I help you?
Hi, this is Ed Bigby. And I'd really...
Who?
Ed Bigby. And I'd really...
Why do you sound like a computer?
A computer?
Yeah.
I know Stephen Hawking has passed.
What?
I'd appreciate if I could speak with a person and not a robot at the front desk.
I am a person. You sound like a robot.
Well, I am calling, trying to get a price on a pizza party for 20 people.
Okay, for where are you in Norfolk, Nebraska?
Yes.
Okay, and when would you like this?
It's going to be next weekend.
Okay, and are you looking at carry out or delivery?
Delivery.
Okay, and what would be the address?
Norfolk.
Well, I know that, but what's the street address?
Actually, so it's for my 8-year-old son, and I believe my wife would like to pick it up to save on delivery.
Okay, so what's your name?
Ed Bigby.
Ed Bigby, you already said that, I guess. Okay, and...
And I was also wondering about the chicken bacon ranch sandwiches.
You fucking idiots.
I liked it.
I did. Well, who was the bigger idiot? See, I cannot believe. So, I mean, obviously you guys, you heard two. We've done more. We picked the best ones. But every time we've called, people stayed on the phone and gave us the time of day.
Yeah, they keep dragging it on. I was transferred like 6 times.
Well, I feel like if I was answering that phone, I would know right away and I would hang up.
Yeah, but...
Not sensible. Yeah.
No, not sensible at all.
We're good.
The one, you sound robotic. Yeah, because it's supposed to be robotic.
Dude, the back and forth with the Walmart is classic. Yeah. It's fucking classic. So like we said, we hope that we're going to bring you guys more prank calls here and there, just like we have other recurring segments. So as we've always mentioned, call our Google voice number, contact us through our website. Let us know if you guys have good ideas for prank calls. Just
tweet
like
us a nude.
Else. Yeah, always. So going along the same lines of, you know, back in the day, jerky boys, crank yankers, is one thing that I grew up on in the mid-90s on a CD was Adam Sandler. And I don't know if any of you guys know. I'm sure some of you guys know. Adam Sandler, before he got really big in movies and everything, produced CDs, albums. So he would do like little skits here and there, some long, some short. Obviously, you know, he did songs too, the Hanukkah song, Lunch Lady song. He'd put those on the CDs. But for the most part, he did little stories. And I always thought they were so funny and outrageous. And I will tell you, check out on his one CD. I forget what the album is, but it's called... His little bit is called Cock and Balls. You guys check that out.
Oh, I love it. It's so funny.
You guys would, if we did this and we did that skit, you'd think that we were completely outrageous. So someone's more outrageous than us, but check out Adam Sandler's Cock and Balls skit. So good. But where I'm getting at with this is, as a podcast here, we're throwing out some ideas. We always want to bring new content to you guys. And so what we're going to do is we're going to create short stories just like Adam Sandler did. And our first series is called Micah the Millennial. And Micah hits very close home to me. I would say Micah's based on my life growing up, living at home with my parents. Not exactly.
Loosely
based, but hits very close to home. So we are all very excited to bring you our first series of Micah the Millennial. Enjoy.
You don't say hi when you get home?
Mom, I just walked in the door. Can you give me a minute?
Why do you always seem so agitated?
Oh my God, I'm not. I just walked in the fucking door. Chill out.
Are you going to be home for dinner?
Yeah. What are we having?
Meatloaf. It should be ready shortly.
Ugh, for fuck's sake, I need to get the fuck out of this house. I need a raise. Maybe find a nice girl who's rich as hell. Won't have to work.
What the hell you doing in there?
Dad, I'm changing. What?
Changing or playing with yourself?
Really? I'm trying to relax before I have to sit down with you two for dinner.
Yeah, pull your pants up. Get out of here and visit with your mother.
Oh, gonna hop in the shower and try to rinse that feeling of a shitty life and mediocre job off my skin. Can't stop thinking about that little spicy Latina that works the phones, though. Might as well lock the door and rub one out.
Micah, what the hell you doing in there?
Dad, I'm fucking showering. What the fuck do you
I want need now? A Q-tip.
Okay, can you wait till I'm done?
I guess. What do you gotta lock the door for?
Because I'm showering and I don't want you guys bothering me.
You know what? I own this house, so don't be locking my doors and don't be jacking off on Mom's nice bath towel.
What about my bath towels? Those are nothing.
Micah in the bathroom with the door locked again.
Can you two just leave me the F alone for 2 seconds? What the fuck? Well, you said I want
something. How was work today?
Fine.
Why just fine?
I don't know. Probably because I realize every day that I don't make enough money to move out of this house.
Oh, I didn't know it was such a punishment to live with us.
You know what? We paid for an expensive college degree. Why can't you just get a goddamn good job? I lived on my fucking own when I was 18. At this rate, you're gonna be fucking 40.
Okay, thanks, Dad.
Fucking Democrats fought, I'll tell you. Bunch of fucking morons.
God damn it, John. Why does everything have to be about politics and the Democrats? Just have yourself another drink.
Oh, you know they ruin everything, Janet. By the way, you got me another drink?
No, get it yourself. Micah, how's the meatloaf, honey?
It's good.
Is it dry?
No, I said it's good.
Well, you only ate half.
Mom, I'm still fucking eating. Jeez.
Catch the fucking ball!
John, can you turn the damn TV off and talk to us while we're eating?
Janet, I have money on this game. Pipe
you
down.
Have money on every game.
Yeah, that's what makes it fun to watch.
All right, well, I'm going to meet the guys for a beer, and I'm watching the end of the game.
Where are you guys going?
To the bar.
Should you be spending your money at the bar?
Mom, I'm an adult. I think I know what I can and cannot do.
Oh, hell no, you don't. You still live under this roof. Obviously, you don't know what being an adult is.
Okay, Dad, whatever.
Well, have fun. If you can't drive, take an Uber, or you can always call me.
Janet, you're not his personal driver.
John, I'm just saying, I would rather get him than him getting a DUI.
Someday, this son of ours has to learn some responsibility.
Stop it, John. You were young once, too.
And I moved out when I was 12.
Mom. Do you have $20 I can borrow?
Sensible People brings you Thrive Fantasy. Thrive Fantasy is a new daily fantasy sports platform. Make your first deposit, minimum of $10, and you will receive an instant match up to $10. How do you play, you ask? Choose a contest. We offer MLB, NBA, and NFL. MMA, PGA, and esports are coming soon. Make a lineup in minutes. Pick 10 out of the 20 total player prop options. Rack up points when you pick the correct side. Just go to SensiblePeoplePodcast.com and click on the sponsor tab to sign up today and get your free $10.
Micah the Millennial, ladies and gentlemen. Hope you guys enjoyed. This was a loaded, loaded episode, wasn't it, guys? It was fun.
Yeah.
This was a fun
one. Blast.
We had so much to talk about. It's the new year. 2019 is going to fucking rock for sensible people and the sensible nation. Ryan just had a birthday, so happy birthday to him.
I did, and guess what?
What's that?
Mrs. Mandy B gave me a special shout out on Facebook and wished me a happy birthday. So
she
Mandy
did?
Mrs. Mandy
no,
B?
No, Laura, Mandy's wonderful mother, wished me a happy birthday, and I really appreciate that.
So her dad's going after, or your dad's going after Mandy. Mandy's mom's going after the raw dog.
What are we doing?
Maybe we can double date.
Yeah.
I'll take Laura. Laura, I'll take you out.
Raw
nice
dog's
going
to be your stepdad in a couple weeks.
Aww.
Guys, but we had a ton of fun today. We told you the state of Ryan's appeal on his punishment for Viagra. So hopefully we'll get an outcome on that appeal shortly in a couple episodes.
And I can't handle the truth. Okay?
Yeah, you can't handle the truth. We introduced the Wet Bandit Challenge, hashtag Wet Bandit Challenge, or hashtag WBC on Instagram, which we will kick off this week as the episode launches. We had some fun with the prank calls. We certainly did there. And then we had some fun with Mike of the Millennial sharing our short story with you guys. And make sure to buy some Turd Cutter $4,000.
Only $10.
Only $10. Oh, guys, we have merchandise as well.
We do. Get on our store, sensiblepeoplepodcast.com. I know there's a lot of orders that came in with the holiday season.
Yes, thank you all.
Mm-hmm. Thank you all for that, for the support. Keep supporting us. Wear our stuff. Wear it proudly.
Somebody bought 2,000 beach towels.
What?
And then, you guys, find our YouTube channel. Go to YouTube, search Sensible People Podcast. Mm-hmm. Subscribe to our channel. 2019 is going to be big for our channel. We're going to start doing weekly videos, do a lot more than we've done in the past. Right now, if you go on there, you can find some of our fake commercials, some interviews we've done before, some other funny stuff. But we're going to really plus that up this year and do more regular content. So subscribe to YouTube, Sensible People. Follow us on Twitter at Sensible_People and on Instagram at Sensible People Podcast.
Happy New Year, Sensible People.
Happy New Year, guys.
Peace.
I guess that's a wrap.
Wait, what did you want me to say? Oh, yeah.
No.
What?
No.
Yeah.
Didn't she say, like, all right, so...
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you go... Yeah.
Well, you...
Me? Yeah. What
just
am
say,
I going
like,
to say?
Have a good one, or like...
Why do you hate everything I say to you?
Just fucking
say
it.
Oh, I thought you weren't liking it.